This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Habayim. So tonight I want to do the first part of Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll do part two. We're now starting from the bottom line on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Basically, the Mishnah said that a woman who says that she and her husband went overseas, there was peace between them, there was peace in the world, and she says, my husband dies, she could marry. However, if there was war in the world, then we say, you know what, she may think her husband died, she may be conjecturing that her husband died, but she really did not get a good look, she ran out of the war scene too fast, it could be he survived. Or if, let's say, there was a fight between them, she may not be deterred by the penalty that would accrue to her, that she can't marry anybody else because she wasn't really getting along with him anyway. So the Gemara says, "Yibaylehu hechazika hi melchama ba'olam." Let's say we thought there was peace in the world, and she said, "By the way, there was war, and I saw that he died." So on the one hand, she has what is known as amigo. She could say, "Believe me when I say there's war in the world, that but he died because you didn't even know there was a war in the world. I didn't have to say there was a war in the world. So I'm letting you know the truth. He died, but he died in war. And don't say, well, maybe I'm conjecturing. Because if I needed to get myself believed, I didn't have to offer that information. Mahu, what's halacha? Mi amrinan mali l'shaker. Do we say, why should she have lied? Dibay amra shalom b'aylam. Because if she wanted, she could have said there was peace in the world. Aydilma, or maybe kivan de ichazka amra b'dedame. Since she does establish that there was war in the world, she's conjecturing. It's true. We only know there's war through her. But once we know there's war, that doesn't minimize the possibility that her assessment is based on conjecture. And therefore, maybe we can't believe her. V'loy asi mali l'shaker. Maybe the migu that she has cannot come umara cheskase and can weaken the presumption that in fact she's conjecturing. So we're going to try to bring a proof as to what is the halacha in a time of war where we only know it's war because of her. Tashma, come in here. Yisinu aleinu bayis. Let's say she says, you know, they set the house afire. Yisinu aleinu ma'ara, or yishinu aleinu ma'ara. They set the cave on fire. Hu meis, he died. Vani nitzalti, and I was saved. Eina nemana, she's not believed. Now, we only know about the fire because of her. And she could have said, look, my husband died, and we would have believed her. But now she's saying there was a fire. So, and she's saying there's a fire, but I survived and he died. But once she establishes the fact that there was a dangerous situation, we can't trust her because maybe she thinks the husband died because she doesn't think it's possible that anyone survived the blaze. But in reality, maybe the husband did survive. So from here we see that in a situation where she establishes that there's a possibility that her information might be conjecture. So then, we see she's not believed. So Gemara says, no, it's not our proof. Shani Hasim, there it's different. The Amrin Allah, we say to her, Ki heichi de ledidach esrachash nisa, just as a miracle happened to you, ledide nami esrachash nisa. Maybe a miracle happened to him as well. In other words, she herself is saying that she ran away before he died, and that basically she's conjecturing. You know, in that case, of course, she's not believed, because by her own admission, she says, this is an assessment. But in a situation where she says, look, I'm letting you know it's wartime, but I know that he died, so as she doesn't think she's conjecturing. Our question is in a case where she thinks she's saying factual information, definitive information, but we have to suspect it's really conjecture. Very often people say things definitively, but they're really conjecturing. So if she admits she's conjecturing, then of course we don't believe her, like in this case. Our shaila is in a case where she doesn't think she's conjecturing. So the Gemara continues, Tashma, there was a war, and she said, Naflu aleinu avdikam, goyim fell upon us. Me and my husband, Naflu aleinu, listen, bandits fell on us, attacked us. Hu meis v'nitzalti. He died and I was saved. Ne'emana, she's believed. Now, this is basically like a war. They were attacked. Being attacked is like a war for them. And we only know of this war through her. And she could have just said, her husband died. But she established there's a war. And even so, she is believed. Even though there's a possibility of... there's a possibility she's offering this information out of conjecture. So Gemara says, not a question. Hasam over there, kid Rav Idi, it's like the opinion of Rav Idi. What did Rav Idi say? Rav Idi said, Isha klai zayna aleha. A woman always has her weapons on her. What does this mean? That in this case, she's not... In a case of war, we're afraid she's going to run away before she could really determine that he's dead, because she has to worry that maybe the bomb will hit her, maybe the ammunition will hit her. If you're in a war front, it doesn't discriminate between men and women. But when you're attacked by bandits or robbers, then she will stick around. Why? Because she's not afraid they're going to kill her. Why? Because women always have their weapons on her. What does that mean? A woman could always get out of being killed by offering her services for relations. So because of that, she'll stick around the scene to ascertain whether, in fact, her husband died or not. The Gemara continues. So in this case, she's believed. The question is, what about in a situation of real war? Hogavra de Vishilhe Hilula, there's a guy that the end of his marriage, end of his wedding, Itle Nura Be Ginone. Fire took a hold of his marriage home, of his, you know, his little cottage where he was going to be in the beginning of his marriage. So the fire took a hold of his cottage, his marriage house. Amrule Debis, his wife, said, Chazu Gavroi, see, my husband's on fire. My husband's on fire. Also, they came, Chazu Gavroi Charoich, they saw a singed body. The Shadi that was lying. Upista Dida De Shadia, and a hand lying there. So she said, look, my husband's on fire. And they came, and in fact, they saw someone. He was burnt up, and his hand was cut off and burnt. This is exactly like the case before. They set the house on fire. That we can't believe her because she's conjecturing. So maybe in this case, we can't believe her. We can't assume it's the husband. So Amar Rava, Rava said, no, there's no similarity at all because we have much more evidence in this case that in fact the husband did die of fire. Amar Rav, Rav said, me dummies, it's similar. Hasam lo ka'amru chazu gavrei chazu gavrei. In the case before, she never saw the husband burning. There was a fire, and she ran away. But she didn't see the husband catch on fire. Here she says, look, my husband's burning. So that's the first level of evidence that, in fact, the husband was caught by the fire. Va'oid gavra charucha deshade. They saw a man that was singed, lying there, upista dida deshadia, and a hand lying there. So I mean, like, who's that? They see a dead guy who was burned. So number one, they saw the husband got caught on fire. And number two, they see a guy who died of fire. So all these, the preponderance of evidence indicates that in fact the husband caught fire. So the question is, why did Reb Chiya bar Avin not know this obvious distinction that in this case the husband caught on fire, and we see a guy who died of fire. Says, remember, Rav Chiya bar Abin, Gavra Charoicha Deshadya, this guy who is singed, Ema Inish, okay, we know the husband caught fire, but maybe Ema Inish Achrino Asa, La'atsule, maybe it's the fireman who came to save. V'achal Tenur, he got caught by the fire, and the husband ran away. Upista Dida Deshadya, and the hand that's lying there, Nara itlaya, it got caught on fire from the guy who was rescuing him. Now the question is, where did the husband go? Says the Gemara, v'isil be'muma, the husband got damaged by the fire. He got a mum. Umachas kisuv, he's so embarrassed. Azal va'arak la'alma, he ran away. Now, this is a very important line. What do you mean, where did the husband go? Why do I have to address where the husband went? As long as there's no conclusive evidence that the husband died, so don't you have to suspect that the husband's alive? I don't know where he is. Why do you have to make up a story? He got a mum and he ran away. I mean, let's say we couldn't make up such a story. It sounds like if we couldn't make up such a story, then we would say, look, there's a guy in the fire. We know the husband's in the fire. And we see someone died in the fire. That must be the husband. Because why would the husband be elsewhere? We need to be able to give an explanation for where the husband went. Okay, let's just do a little bit more. We know that a woman is believed to say her husband died. However, if it's a time of war, then we can't trust her because we say maybe she's conjecturing. We know that an Eid Echad is also believed to say a person's husband died. And the question is why? Is he believed because, look, he doesn't want to take a chance. If he says the husband died, he might be proven to be a liar if the husband walks in. So in that case, if an aide, we know that a woman is not believed to say her husband died if it's a time of war. Maybe she's conjecturing. But maybe an aide echad, who the whole reason aide echad is believed is because he doesn't want to be caught to be a liar. So then even if it's a time of war, an aide echad could be believed. Or is the reason why an aide echad believed is because it's not that we really believe him, it's we rely on the fact she'll do her due diligence because she doesn't want to become usher to her husband forever. But in a case of war, where she may mistakenly think she's doing her due diligence, but she's still conjecturing, then we cannot believe the Eid Echad. So Gemara says, Yiboyluhu. They had the following Shaila. Eid Echad b'machama mahu. What is the law regarding a single aid at war? Mahu. Taima de Eirach Mehmen is the reason Eirach is believed Mishum de Milsa Davila Gloye, because it's eventually going to become known. Who? Loi Meshaker, and therefore the Eid doesn't want to lie. Hachanami. So here too, even though it's a wartime, Loi Meshaker, the Eirach is not going to want to lie. Ideal more maybe, Taima de Eirach, the reason why Eirach is believed Mishum de Higufa Daikuminsa, because the woman herself will investigate. But Vahacha, but here, Kivan de Zimnan de Sanyale, since sometimes she hates him. Really what it should say is, since she's conjecturing, possibly, and this out of the Marshal says, maybe she's saying, b'didamile, loy daika minsaga, so she's not going to check very thoroughly. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow, for now at 2 p.m., okay? Thank you, everyone. Laila tov, kol tov. Okay, we're continuing on Daf Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're up to the Gemara just had an interesting Shaila. The Gemara said that a woman is only believed that her husband died in the time of peace, but in the time of wartime, we're choshesh b'didamilach, that she's conjecturing. She thinks he died. She thinks he got hit by a bullet. And she had to run away. She didn't really get a full look to see that he actually died, but she couldn't hang around there. But if at the time of Milchama, she's not believed. So the Shaila is, what about an Eid Echad? Could an Eid Echad testify that a guy died at a time of Milchama? What's the question? The question is, why is an Eid Echad believed? We're on Kuf Tezvav, I'm on Aleph in the middle of the page. Is an Eid Echad believed because it's Milsa Davido Gluye? So an Eid Echad is not going to lie about something that is could be revealed. So in this scenario, even though it's wartime, maybe Eid Echad is not going to want to—he's not going to want to risk his credibility to say that the person died if the person might walk into the room. So, therefore, in this situation, Eid Echad would be believed. A woman might not be believed; she'll conjecture, but Eid Echad won't be conjecture. It's Milsa Davida Legluye. If the whole reason why Eid Echad is normally believed is because Milsa Davida Legluye, so that applies even B'shas Melchama. Or is the reason why Eid Echad believe it's not really because of Milsa David Gluye. It's more based on the fact that the woman will do her own due diligence because Isha Daiko Minsaba. But in a case of wartime, where we can't rely on Isha Daiko Minsaba because we're worried she's going to conjecture and say, B'didamilach, so therefore, we can't believe in Eidachan. So we just have a little bit more to go. Tashma, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kishe Yaradati Lenerada, when I went down to Neherda. This, now, why is Rabbi Akiva going to Neherda? Rabbi Akiva lived in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is that even though normally the Sanhedrin has been Mekadesh Techoid, the Shana, or the new month in Eretz Yisrael, as a special circumstance, the Sanhedrin can be Mekadesh the Chodesh, even Chutzaretz. The circumstance here was the Romans didn't allow Rabbi Akiva. So he says, when I went down to Neherda, La'abar Hashana, to be Ma'abar the year, Matsasi Nechemia Ish Beis Deli. I found Nechemia, the man of the house of Deli. Okay. I don't think it's Deli, otherwise, you know, he's from India. Ish Beis Deli. But Amar Li, and he said to me, Shamati. I heard, he says, I heard about you rabbis in Israel, that practically you don't allow a woman to get married based on one witness in Eretz Yisrael. The only rabbi that allows it is Ella Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava allows it. Vinam Tiloy, and Rabbi Kiva says, I said to him, Kein Advarim, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is the only one who allows it. Amar Li, he said to me, Emar Lohem Ishmi, you tell the rabbis in my name. Atem Yoidim, you know. The Medina Hazu, that this country here in Bavel, Meshubeshes Begayasois, it is corrupt with troops. You know that it's in great chaos because of troops. But nevertheless, Kach Mekoblani Ram Gamliel Azaki, and this is my tradition from Ram Gamliel, Shemasiyin Ha'isha Alpi Eid Echad. That they marry a woman based on one aid. That they could marry off a woman based on one witness. So this is a very interesting statement. You know that this is a corrupt, that this is a chaotic Medina, because of troops, which indicates that it's a time of war. And I have a tradition from Gamliel that you could allow a woman to get married by one Eid Echad. That implies, my Medina Meshubeshes B'Gayosis. What's he trying to say, that the Medina is chaotic with troops? Lav, isn't it trying to say, Af Agav de Medina Zu Meshubeshes, even though this country is chaotic, Kach Mekoblani, I still have a tradition that under these circumstances you can still believe in Eid Echad. Shemasiyin al pi Eid Echad. Alma Eid Echad Mehemen. We see an Eid Echad is believed even at a time of Melchama. Amar Rava, Rava said, no, that's not what this man from Beis Deli was saying. He wasn't saying that he has a tradition that Eid Echad is believed even at a time of war. He's saying, then why is he saying this Medina, that this Medina is chaotic? You should say, anywhere where there is chaos because of troops. El Amar Rava, Rava said, this is what he was trying to say. You know that this Medina is chaotic with troops. And that's the reason why I can't testify to the other Chachamim personally, because I have to protect my family. I'm in a war-torn area. Of like, actually, Lemishbak in Shibesi, I cannot forsake the people of my household. Umaisi kamei rabbanon, and I cannot appear and come before the rabbis. So I want you to relay my tradition that kach mikoblani miram gamliel. I have a tradition from Gamliel. Shemasiyan ha'isha piyed echad. You can marry a woman off based on one aid. So he wasn't saying, I have a tradition, you could believe in aid, even under these circumstances, but he's saying that if you want to know why I'm asking you to go testify and report my tradition, and I don't come myself, it's that because it's a time of war, I can't leave my family. Tashma, come in here. Masa b'shnei tamid chachamim. There's a story about two sages. Shahu ban im Abba Yosi ben Simai b'suna. They were traveling with Abba Yosi ben Simai in a boat. The tava, and the boat drowned. And their wives wanted to get married. V'heisi Rabbi Nishosein al pi nashim. And Rebbe allowed their wives to get married based on the testimony of women. Now, what's the situation? It wasn't war, but it was a time of danger. It was drowning is like war, because it's very easy to think somebody died and they didn't. It's very easy to conjecture. Water is like war. And women, more than 100 women is like one man. And 100 women is like one man. And we see you're allowed to get married. Now, I don't understand this proof for the life of me. Because you're right, 100 women are like one man. But we already know women are not believed. Why are women not believed like by Melchama? Because they're going to conjecture. Now, why would an Eid Echad yes be believed? Because Milsa Avidu de La'agluye. So what? More than one woman would not conjecture? That's like an Eid? Why should we believe them if at the end of the day they're women and women conjecture? Somehow if they're more than one woman, they're elevated to the status of Eid Echad who don't conjecture? So the Gemara asks, Bechla, we can't prove anything from here. Because this is what we call a situation of Mayim She'en Lohem Soif, endless waters. And endless waters, we don't even accept the testimony of two witnesses that a guy drowned. V'tizbra Mayim She'en Lohem Soif, this is talking about endless waters, Mayim She'en Lohem Soif, Ishtaya Surah. And this is where we'll hold it for today. We'll do Daf Beis Beshem Monday night. And then the following week, we'll hopefully do Tuesday and maybe Thursday night. Okay, everyone, have a great Shabbos, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.